Good evening, everybody. Today, I have a very special guest with me. I have David Cassidy. He is a solo singer-songwriter from Navan, County Meath, and he's in Ireland. David, how are you?
Hi, Ciara. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on and giving your time. David, you have recorded your first ever single, Christmas 2023. What was the name of the single?
Yes, so my first debut single was a Christmas song, like you said, called One Christmas. Yeah, just released in November last year for Christmas.
Wow, that's impressive. And just how old are you, David?
How old am I? 42.
42. You start to forget the older you get. You do start
to forget. Yeah, I had to go back to the early 80s. So yeah, 42.
Okay, so just talk us a bit through this. I know you're relatively new to the music world. I found your story very inspiring. We were just speaking about it there when it was off record. So just share with the listeners how you started. You're in Navan, you're doing gigs, and talk us through it.
Sure. So I guess my first dabble, I guess, with music, probably as a kid, so probably 6-7 years old, I started playing piano. I went to lessons, went through the grades. In hindsight, I probably would have said it wasn't the most exciting right at the time. It was kind of classical music, going through the Royal Irish Academy exams. But I do remember getting a slap on the wrist from time to time when I was trying to bling up some of the classical music and change up the tempo or the rhythm to, I don't know, maybe put a different groove to them. So there was probably something creative in there, maybe, or disobedient, or both, perhaps, back at the time. So, yeah, I guess when I got into my early teens, I suppose other things took over and, you know, life was busy and football and swimming and other things that I was involved in. And I sort of fell away then from, once I sort of went through the grades, I fell away from the piano, Ciara, and never really thought a whole lot more about it, or never expected really to do anything with it. And fast forward maybe just over 6 years ago, when my eldest daughter turned 7, she had, at the time growing up, it was actually Taylor Swift that she had seen on stage with that, I think it was a pink guitar. Yeah, Dad, I want to learn how to play guitar. She turned 7 a couple of months afterwards, went over to our local music store, the Sound Shop in Drogheda, and picked her up a 3/4 size guitar, a nice learner guitar. I brought it home. I pulled up a little tutorial on YouTube to tune her up, to learn how to tune her up for her. To be honest, from that moment forward, I was hooked. I was like, I couldn't put it down. I was going from tutorial to tutorial on YouTube and trying to figure out the basic chords. And yeah, I was just hooked. That's where it started.
How long did it take? It's I love that story because that hits home. How long did it take before you kind of were able to play some music? Did you know that you had a musical voice back then?
No, probably not. Probably no, actually definitely not, because if anyone asked me to sing something, I would have made any excuse or, you know, just ignored them maybe, right?
You have an extraordinary voice. I just can't believe it's only kind of coming out now in the last few years. So when you were younger, did you not sing?
I sang in the school choir, if that counts.
A lot of good artists start off in the choir, David.
Yeah, that was probably before my voice broke. But I honestly wouldn't have thought I had anything worth listening to be honest. But for me, to be honest, it was mainly for me, Ciara, that I found it a great release. You know, like I said, a busy road, come in the evening from work, busy day at work, and look forward actually just picking up the guitar, terrible and all as I was, strumming a few chords and probably in my own head thinking it sounded something like the original song. But I found it was great. It was almost like meditation. It was medicine for me. It was a great way to relax, to kick back, to unwind. And that's really what I never had any visions or aspirations of doing anything outwardly with it or doing anything publicly with it. Yeah, it just kind of went from there. And then probably just friends and family, you know, typical back of the house or a night out or something. Well, you can play the guitar. And I'd be, you know, no, I can't. Yeah, go on, play this. And yeah.
And do you ever suffer from, I suppose, when you first start off singing in front of anyone or even playing an instrument, you're not comfortable because you're so used to playing on your own. So when that time came to play, I mean, you told me the first time you went on stage was 400 and something people.
So that's quite recent. Yeah. So that was only, I released my debut single back in November, and there's probably a little bit of a story behind that as well, where that came from. And maybe jumping back to that, it was a COVID story, actually. Back in 2021, Kira, so the job I had at the time, quite a busy role, and you remember there were travel restrictions. I don't think we could even travel 5 kilometers, never mind go abroad for some holiday. So I had a lot of annual leave accrued. It was October, and I was going to have to use some of the leave or lose it, effectively. So I booked a week off in October of 2021, couldn't go anywhere. And around that time, I had joined a group online on Facebook, actually. It was a private group called The Backline that was formed by a few musicians down in Carlow, actually. But it was a nationwide group, and they'd set a weekly challenge. So the theme might be songs about weather. So you uploaded yourself singing a song about the weather. So the great thing about that was, first of all, it was a closed group, it was a private group. Secondly, there were a lot of novice musicians, and so I kind of, and there was no judgment, it wasn't a competition. So anybody who entered into a weekly challenge, there was a draw and there was a prize at the end of the week, but it wasn't a draw based on ability. It was just, did you enter? Yes, you're in the draw. So I thought it was a great sort of group or forum to start, just kind of being comfortable, being uncomfortable, if that makes sense. So in October, then they announced they were going to do a original Christmas song challenge. So I had taken the week off, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to box myself into a room and, you know, come up. I just had the crazy notion of, I'm going to have a stab at writing a Christmas song for this challenge. And that's where the Christmas song came out of. I kind of recorded it into my phone and submitted it. There were a couple of really good entries. I think the winning one hit the charts over the Christmas period that year. And then the song gathered dust until last year. And producer Mark Cattle over here in Slane Studios, the Ivory Studios, he's on social as well. You can pick him up there. But a lot of the top artists in the country have worked with Mark, and I've seen a lot of his work online. And, you know, he actually put out a couple of posts to say, you know, are you someone who's, you know, not confident in your own ability? I'm paraphrasing here, right? But who, you know, maybe has the bones of a structure of a song, or, you know, don't really know what to do with it next, or how to bring it to the next level. So on the back of that, I said, you know what? I'm not going to live in regret. I'm going to give him a shout. And I sent it across to him, and he jumped on it. He said, yeah, look, let's catch up on this one, he said. And he had a lot of his kind of thought process went off, and it sort of mirrored what in my head I thought was probably a fantasy in terms of what could be done with it, or how I was hearing it when I was just, you know, casually strumming my chords that I wrote the song to. So look, it went from there and released the song. And we actually were in the studio last June for the Christmas to record my vocals on the Christmas song. And actually Mark had a fantastic idea to include a kids choir. So we drafted in the services of a local stage school, elite stage school, run by a local girl, Anya Farley, and she got a group together, and we had them singing vocals in the background as well. So they're in the release, and that was August. Actually, we got the kids back in before they went back to school, so we were in studio with our Christmas jumpers and our Christmas trees out for the Christmas release. So that was last year, released in November, and yeah, it was like. Again, when Mark sent over the first demo track like that, I just kind of got the goosebumps when I heard it back, you know, something you'd created and written from scratch.
Does it sound so much more powerful when you hear it from a studio? Yeah, it's all the equipment.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, you go back to, you know, did I think I had a good voice? It was probably the first time I heard my voice back, probably with the quality of the sound. And I said it to Mark, I said, I never actually heard that tone in my voice before. I'd probably be very critical of myself in general in all walks of life. So yeah, this is probably the first time that I heard that kind of depth of tone in my voice. And yeah, look, it was fantastic. It was like, yeah, it was
a dream
come
true.
Feeling.
And do you have just one child, or do you have a bigger family?
Yeah, I have two daughters. I have an older stepson as well.
And how did they feel when they seen their father going out and having this single? I mean, it must have been surreal for those as well.
Oh, Dad, you're so embarrassing. That's what it is.
Stop, were they? They probably don't like country music. Do they like country music?
Yeah, they do, actually. Yeah, that's good taste. But actually, my youngest daughter, Shodine, she's actually in the production as well. She's in the lead stage school. So she features in the song, the video and vocals. So
that's beautiful.
Good to have her involved.
They say you should always, if you're going to do a song, to try bring out a Christmas song, because you can re-release it every year. My friend told me that years ago, and I suppose it does make sense. So who inspires you, you know, and who inspired you growing up? Who was the people that you would listen to?
Yeah, I guess probably my earliest memories, Ciara, would be sort of my mom with her vinyls on when we'd be knocking around the house, really. And like, even to this day, I own my Spotify rap at the end of each year, kind of tells me that I have a very eclectic selection of music. I listen to absolutely everything. Depends on what humor or what time of day or time of the week it is. So, and go back to then, even in the house growing up, Ciara would have been a broad blend of types of music from, yeah, probably some American country, the likes of Glen Campbell and, you know, Phil Coulter and Simon and Garfunkel. They're kind of just three off the top of my head that can remember playing in the house at home. And my mom was a singer as well. So just kind of part-time, you know, in her late teens and into her early college years, she'd done a bit of singing as well. So
what type of singing did she do?
Bit of everything, sort of out in the folk scene and singing with a band. So
going around all the locals. Well, I've just said to David before we start recording that I feel that David's going to be very big in the music industry. I mean, you're kind of doing everything. You've skipped about 10 steps, and you know your first stage was 400 and something. You know, you're definitely going flying ahead of yourself. You're talking about Phil Coulter. This is your first podcast talking about music, and Phil Coulter is somebody that I hope to have on this week on my podcast. I've been putting the feelers out. So it's really interesting that you say that. And do you still gig around Navan?
Yeah, so it's something I really... If I go back a year ago and less than a year ago, should I say, when I recorded the Christmas single, I still probably felt inside that, you know, this was just something I had to do, and I'd kind of tick that box and that'd be that sort of done, and I'd move on and go back to the normal things I was always doing. But to be honest, it was probably the opposite. It just really peeled the corner of a page that I wanted to explore further. And yeah, I remember years ago watching a doc, unrelated topic, but I draw parallels to it, in that there was a topic on TV about a sculptor, and he talked about, you know, he'd done carvings out of various materials, but he described it, his art, as being, you know, he saw the figure stuck in the object, in the material, and he was just carving it, releasing it from existence, if you like, or from that captivity in the material. When I think of, for me, writing a song, it's almost like the song is in there already. I just need to voice it or get it out of me. So I don't feel like I created the song, if that makes sense. I felt like it was in there, and I've some more material in my back pocket as well. I'm actually in the studio for a first conversation back with Mark and Ivory Studios next Thursday, would you believe? So stay tuned for what comes out of that. But yeah, look, it's only the start. I mean, it's really stoked something in me that I just need to, last year wasn't enough, basically. And
absolutely. You're going to have this burning desire inside you to express your creativity. What out of interest is your profession? What do you do when you're not doing music?
Yeah, so my original qualification, I'm a manufacturing engineer by qualification. I've spent most of my career working in the life sciences sector, Ciara, in various leadership roles And I guess most recently, I've kind of went from the very structured engineering type manufacturing roles more into change management and operational excellence, that type of thing, leadership, people, change management, if you like. And actually just last October, I graduated from DCU with a master's degree in organization psychology. So that kind of gives me another avenue to explore as well. So
that's very impressive. Wow, David, you've got a lot going on for you.
Keeps me out of trouble.
Okay, well, the next time I have you on the podcast, I want you to promise me that you're going to sing for us.
Okay. Yes, I will, of course.
So I, David Cassidy, promises Kira that he's going to play on the next podcast, which will be very soon.
I do.
Okay, David, listen, thank you so much. And I'm wishing you every bit of success on your journey. And I'll put a link to your new single. If anybody wants to get you in contact with you, what is the best way for them to contact you?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, and as I have more to share, you'll get my content or anything I share will be available there. You can contact me directly. My email is dcassid@gmail.com. So dcassid without the Y @gmail.com.
That's perfect. Listen, thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
Kira, thanks a million for having me.